This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, the president said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. She stressed the need to ponder upon the serious issue of cases remaining pending for as long as over 32 years. The president also unveiled the flag and insignia of the Supreme Court on the occasion. She noted that since its establishment, the Supreme Court has made an invaluable contribution as a vigilant sentinel of the judicial system of the world's largest democracy. BJP is set to start its membership drive from tomorrow. The drive will be launched with Prime Minister Narendra Modi getting the certificate for the renewal of his membership from BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda. All existing members will need to renew their membership. According to BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years. The drive will be held in phases from tomorrow till 10th November. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of September. Individuals can sign up through a missed call or on the party's website or other digital platforms. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. He said this while chairing a review meeting on social security for gig and platform workers in New Delhi today. He stressed that the government is fully committed to well-being of gig and platform workers who form a crucial part of the workforce. Dr. Mandavi also emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with the social security they deserve. West Bengal is still witnessing ongoing protests against the brutal rape and murder at the Arjikar Medical College and Hospital and demand for justice for the victim. The city witnessed a number of rallies even today. Artists, doctors, students and common people took part in a rally of the civil society. The march began from College Square to end at Dharmatala. Actors Aparna Sen, Chaiti Ghoshal, Swastika Mukherjee, Ushashi Chakraborty, director Srijit Mukherjee, singer Lagnajita and others participated in it. Ex-students of Ramakrishna Mission also took to the streets. They started from Ramakrishna Mission Institute of Culture, Gold Park at South Kolkata. The silent procession ended at Nandan at Central Kolkata. The participants wore black dresses and carried placards containing messages of Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekanand and Ma Sharda. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment has invited inputs of stakeholders and public at large to ensure that policies and initiatives regarding LGBTQI+ community are inclusive and effective. A host of measures have been taken by the government regarding the community. On 16th April this year, Centre had constituted a committee with Cabinet Secretary as the chairperson to examine and submit recommendations on the measures to be taken by central and state governments to safeguard the interests of the queer community. On the fourth day of the 2024 Paralympics, the Indian contingent continued to perform well. Indian shuttler Nitesh Kumar defeated Daisuke Fujihara of Japan in straight sets in the men's singles SL3 semi-final to enter the gold medal match. On the other hand, Suhas Yatiraj beat the compatriot Sukant Kadam 21-17-21-12 to enter the SL4 final. Yatiraj will face the Tokyo Paralympic gold medalist Lukas Mazur in the final, while Sukant will face Indonesia's Freddy Setiawan for a bronze medal chance. In archery, para-archer Rakesh Kumar advanced to the men's individual compound open semi-finals after defeating Kyle Tremblay of Canada in the quarter-final elimination round shoot-off. In women's badminton, Indian shuttler Nitishree Sumati Sivan is just one win away from securing a medal for India after reaching the women's singles SH6 semi-finals. Another para-shuttler, Manisha, booked a semi-final clash with compatriot Tulasimati Murugesan, guaranteeing India a medal in the event. In athletics, Preeti Pal, a bronze medalist in the women's 100-meter T35 event, will aim to continue her strong performance in the women's 200-meter T35 event as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.